Shani Mutu here, introducing you to my new book, a poetry collection called Cane Fire. I grew up in Trinidad, which when I was a child had a vibrant sugarcane economy and culture. Your family didn't have to be involved in the business to be part of the culture of sugar, of cane. And where there's cane, there's always fire. Both burn in one's memory. In this mix of personal poems and my own artwork, I look at my and my family's journeys. Not just from place to place, but as we move through time and our world's changing cultures. The marvelous thing about writing such a book is that I was able to record and interpret, but also from my present standpoint, I was able to reinterpret the worlds through which I've moved, to reimagine them. My life, as many of ours are, is complicated. There's the part where I was born in Ireland and my present day life here in Canada. Cane and fire, metaphorical of course, seem to be in my karma. Have you ever smelled cane? Just cut, and also burning cane? Memories are like cane for me, seared in the mind, sweet and sometimes singeing. I love where I live today, but can't seem to let go of my early home in a tropical island. And to be frank, I don't want to. This book, a memoir of sorts, is an homage to past and to present. In Cane Fire, I've reduced these time periods to their essence, and I've included in the book images that are themselves like poems. In other words, Cane Fire is a hybrid work of poetry and image in which I draw out life's big and small moments, my loves and my fears, challenges and triumphs. One thing I've learned through storytelling is that we humans are all very much alike. We share so many of the same traits. And I am willing to bet that in this globalized world, you'll see bits of yourself in my stories. I hope so. Most people will know me as a novelist. But the truth is, I've always written poetry and have published a collection in the past. And since then, I've had my work published in journals and anthologies. But after some much appreciated positive responses to my novels, I found myself ready to break out of the track of novel writing and recover this other creative side of me, which finds a voice in poetry and in visual art. To my mind, these two are closely linked. I'm really excited about Cane Fire. Writing it, putting it together, almost like an art project, was like finding myself again. I hope you enjoy it. I've been asked by my publisher, BookHug, to let you know that Cane Fire is available for pre-order in advance of the sale date of March 15th, directly from them and also from your local indie bookstore. Thanks millions for letting me tell you about this book. Stay safe.